not her wheelhouse because she didn't make it her wheelhouse.
So you disagree with Hutch. You disagree with Hutch.
Oh my god. And Pisco is like so obsessed with getting an own on his goal. He wouldn't even let the fucking guest finish his sentence. Like, wait, so he's a fucking retard, right? Tell this bald fuck that he's fucking retarded, right? Like, Jesus Christ, chill.
It's so fucking uninformed. Funny how it really is a double standard. I have to talk about it. Like, yeah, no doubt, bad showing in terms of this clip. I haven't seen the rest of it or whatever. But the double standard is palpable. I mean, Joe Biden says we finally beat Medicare, and like it's half the time sounding nonsensical in response.
And every single person cringed like a motherfucker. What is Pisco who is he fighting against? What demons is he trying to excise on this platform? Where were all of the Biden defenders when he fucked that debate up? What the fuck?
The U.S. actually commit U.S. troops to defend Taiwan if China were to move.
I think that this is such a, I think that this is a, this is, of course, a very longstanding policy of the United States.
Okay, so I watched that thing.
Yeah. Oh, I want to see the whole thing.
Well, that's Fox. That's all Fox News gives us. But
canceled.
Canceled. Yeah, well, I think it's a pretty...
I don't give a shit.
Isn't this an easy answer?
Do you guys care? I mean, like you just say, I can't make a decision right now. I can't preempt it. Context matters. I suspect that we would have a very strong response. But I'm not going to pre-commit what I think should happen before I see all the facts. I think you just say something like that.
I mean, so I don't know. This makes me think that she's not seriously considering a presidential run. Because if she was, surely she would have prepared for that question before she went to that conference.
Question?
That's a big upcoming
on security. Yeah.
Why did Pisco say that so like unbelievably? The Taiwan question? Really? Like, I mean, China's looming is kind of like this is potentially the next huge geopolitical conflict of the world. Yeah.
On a security conference, yes.
You guys can say that that's
at a security conference too. Yeah, Jesus, yeah.
I'm doing too light of a treatment of AOC. But to be honest, I think that a lot of these presidents, they're informed by their staff and by their security people. And do I think that it's a bad moment? No doubt about that. But to be honest with you, I don't really give a fuck.
Does the United States defend Taiwan if China decides to invade?
I agree with Pisco there. I don't think it's like a huge deal. I am surprised that she flubbed that question because she must have known that was going to come up. I don't know if her head was somewhere else or something was asked beforehand or something. I'm not sure how she airballed that so hard. But I don't think it's like a huge. I don't think it, especially for retarded fuck Americans saying like, this proves that she's too stupid to be president after fucking having Trump for 8 years.
Hang on a second. So I think it depends on context. I think it totally depends on context.
China invades.
Yeah. So if China invades, China
wants
I think
chips.
Yeah, I couldn't possibly predict all the multitude of different factors that would go into that decision. It's too complicated of a question to answer. That's how I would answer it. Something like that.
That would never be the way a politician would ever answer a question. That's just not allowed. Oh, that's too complicated to answer. Right? That would be crazy, but...
What happens tomorrow?
If it happened tomorrow, should we put troops into conflict with the Chinese? I don't fucking know. The answer is I don't fucking know. If I'm being honest with you, I don't know what the fucking smart strategy is. And you don't know what the fucking smart strategy is.
But you guys aren't running for... she's not running for president. But you're not representing the United States on a global platform where our position... and her position would be relevant, right? Like, if there was ever a declaration of war, or whatever the fuck Congress does even these days with relation to wars or military attacks, her opinion on this might be relevant because she'd be voting on it, right?
Ukraine, we are committed to our allies and
weren't we committed to Ukraine? So do you support Biden's decision not to commit troops to fight Russia? Yes, we fucking were.
Calm down.
No, we weren't. I don't know. He's going to pull out that 94 agreement. We weren't. I mean, as upsetting as it is, and I do think it's upsetting, we didn't have like a formal commitment there. Just like a promise not to basically fuck with it, which Russia also had and violated.
We were never, ever, ever committed to American boots on the ground in Ukraine. We have had a longstanding policy of being willing to commit boots on the ground in Taiwan, not Ukraine. There is a difference.
Hang on a second. So we were committed, along with the Soviet Union and the successor Russian Federation, to the sovereignty of Ukraine.
Yes.
And to say that it's like that we should say, for sure, we will commit troops to Taiwan if China invades. I'm not sure that that's a smart decision if you're going to be the next commander in chief. I don't know that that would be smart. That's just me. That's my position. To be honest with you, I don't think it's that big of a deal for her to flub in that situation. And frankly, it's not that different to say something like what I propose to like what was vice president nominee, Tim Walz and Kamala said in response to some of the different hypotheticals levied at them during the debates. It was a bunch of word salad nonsense, basically non-committal answers. That's what I expect from this kind of shit. And I expect that in any given real situation that they would be sort of briefed and given the best possible response.
Well, maybe not boots on the ground, but you could at least say we will commit to defending our allies and maintaining our treaties.
That's like a nothing statement. Yeah, I mean, that's all it took. And so the difference between that is she looks weak. She looks like she's not prepared or whatever. But it's not like we're looking for the most coherent policy explanation of what would happen from a hypothetical, which, it seems like
a very likely
situation to say, if China invades right now, we know for certain that the right policy move is to put troops on the ground. I don't know about that.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you committed to that?
Boots on the ground is necessarily the right answer. I know what you're saying, yes. Yeah. But to be fair, I would have said, what do you mean Taiwan? You mean China? And then just had an even bigger Fox News.
Yeah, so we're memeing. This is a kind of like, whatever.
If Gavin Newsom, though, went to like an economic conference and then somebody asked him, would you keep our current tax brackets the way that they are or propose a different tax bracket? and then he fumbled through a non-answer. What would your response be? What would your response to that be? What would you think?
If he's fumbling on tax brackets?
Yeah, just a basic question. I mean,
He should never fumble. He should never fumble. The question about specifically troops on the ground in Taiwan in response to an invasion, I think that that is not in AOC's wheelhouse as much. And I would look over it.
But it's you're at a security conference. Like, hasn't she been talking about a bunch of international issues that aren't necessarily, when he says inner wheelhouse, as a representative of the United States legislature? So theoretically, everything that the U.S. is involved in is going to be up for conversation here. And it's a security conference, right? I don't like arguing so heavily on the side. I don't think it was a huge deal. I'm not going to sit here and say AOC is a fucking idiot. It was a huge fuck up. She just kind of flooded an answer.
Newsom has made flubs of member. Gavin Newsom has
flubbed before. What do you mean? She's a member of Congress.
The specific military situation in Taiwan and China, you think that's in AOC's wheelhouse? Do you agree that it's not in her wheelhouse?
No, of course it's in her wheelhouse. What do you mean? If Congress appropriates these funds, they would sign off on these kinds of things, right?
Yeah. Oh, good. Yes.
She's not a foreign policy guru. She's a domestic matter.
You don't have to be Congress, Pisco.
You understand that Congress people have different domains of expertise. You agree with that?
What is this argument?
Never say that her policy position on Ukraine.
I'm focusing on Hutch real quick. I'm going to finish the question. All right. The question is fine. You agree that different Congress people have different portfolios. Yes or no?
Yes.
And so you would agree, don't you, that part of the reason why AOC is out doing this may be to shore up her national security bona fides, right? Because it's not in her wheelhouse, correct?
No. That's a crazy... I went to present at a security conference on behalf of the United States legislature so that I could learn stuff while I'm in active conversations about them? No. That might be the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, I don't agree with that.
It is in her wheelhouse. So every congressperson's wheelhouse is Taiwan, correct?
He's going
to
say that.
If they're going to a security conference, they should probably have some kind of opinion on it or be ready to answer a question about it. Yeah?
By virtue of being a member of Congress.
When I said
it's in their wheelhouse, I didn't mean it's in their technical domain where they could conceivably legislate on it. Do you understand when I say wheelhouse, I mean it's not her area of expertise. It's not her area of domain, technical ability.
Then don't volunteer to give a talk there. And she doesn't have to know the exact, we're not asking her to lay out what are the strategic maneuvers that the United States needs to make with regards to Taiwan. It's not like we're asking for some hyper-specific answer.
Do you understand that's what I meant by that?
This is one of the most important security, national security in terms of geopolitics.
What did I just say
for
much?
The United States? Peace
much,
if the president were to commit ground in, troops in Taiwan, would they not have to go to Congress?
Yeah, apparently not. Apparently not, just to be clear. Apparently not. We invaded Venezuela without any congressional approval. Yes or no?
No, this would be a protracted fight.
Unclear. Answer that, Hutch, is unclear. So my question for you, Hutch.
You would be expected to, and you know what? The counter to this is, what happened after we invaded Venezuela? Congress got mad that they weren't informed. Congress is like, yo, what the fuck? We need to know about this shit. How are you telling other people or having secret operations without even keeping us in the know? Oh my God.
It's a very simple question. So is every topic of federal importance within the wheelhouse of every single Congress member?
Bro, what is this strategy? We need to have a name for this, of the going out and coming in and going out and coming in, where you do, the Soipo kind of did it, I would argue, when he was in here, maybe not intentionally, I think Pisco does it, which I think is more intentional, where should you know about probably the most important geopolitical conflict of all time? Yeah, probably, really. So they have to be ultra-informed about every single possible topic ever to ever come before a federal legislator. Every single topic, no, bro, but it's this is kind of a big one.
It's a very simple question. So is every topic of federal importance within the wheelhouse of every single Congress member?
Every single member of Congress.
I'm finishing the question. Do you think that every topic of federal domain is within the wheelhouse of AOC or any member of Congress? Yes or no?
All that involved Congress. Yes.
So you understand when I said
now he's about to ask the most esoteric question ever.
Wheelhouse. I just meant it's not. She doesn't know a lot about it. That's what I meant. It's not in her wheelhouse.
That's difficult for me to understand. Why would you not know much about the dynamic with Taiwan and China and our longstanding agreement with Taiwan? If you're a member of Congress.
Wait, because it's not her area of expertise.
So you know nothing about anything that's not a thing that you're particularly personally well versed. That's just a crazy. That's just an insane answer. This is a debate, bro. Attack. There's no way he legitimately believes this.
Agreed.
Okay. Well,
she could vote on it tomorrow, Pisco. She should know at least something.
100%. But there's a thing called special
at the Munich Security Conference. At a security conference where they're going to be asked questions about foreign policy.
She should know at least something.
100%, but there's things called specialization, there's things called committees, and not every Congress member is read up in policy.
This is such a goofy fucking... this is just goofy. I don't even know what we're doing here.
domain expert on every single issue, and you guys are lying to yourselves and your audiences if you disagree with that.
So I was going to actually just jump in because she's a member of like a few committees, 3 or 4 committees. None of them are Homeland Security or foreign affairs. That being said, yeah, this is not her wheelhouse because she didn't make it her wheelhouse.
So you disagree with Hutch.
Oh my god. And Pisco is like so obsessed with getting an own on his co-host, he wouldn't even let the fucking guest finish his sentence. Like, wait, so he's a fucking retard, right? Tell this bald fuck that he's fucking retarded, right? Like, Jesus Christ, chill.
Yeah, this is not her wheelhouse because she didn't make it her wheelhouse.
So you disagree with Hutch. You disagree with Hutch. I just want to be clear. You disagree with Hutch. When Hutch said, of course it's in her wheelhouse, you disagree with that, right, Jose?
I'm gonna.
Did Hutch say, of course it's in her wheelhouse, or that she would be expected to vote on it so she should know something about it?
Explain why.
I'm gonna explain why.
So here's the problem. This is not her wheelhouse. So
you disagree with Hutch. When Hutch said, of course it's in her wheelhouse, you disagree with that, right, Jose?
I'm gonna explain why.
Yes.
So here's the problem. This is not her wheelhouse. So why is she going to the Munich Security Conference when she knows this is not part of her?
Exactly. If that's going to be your answer, then you shouldn't be there. And please go earlier with that really fucking weird statement of like, well, maybe she's just going there to learn. And that's why you're giving that's why you're a presenter? What? Or a speaker?
Her expertise. She's going to be asked on foreign security affairs, on things that have to do with security around the world, and she doesn't know anything about it. And it was clearly an issue when she was asked. So why would you show up and be like, if you just want to be an audience member or accompany someone, cool. But why are you now a main speaker talking about foreign affairs when you don't know anything about it?
Yeah.
So listen, no doubt that this little segment you've seen, you're claiming it's represented.
And whenever you get these types of people that are like the ultra debate bros, nobody else does it to them. I'm guilty of this too. I don't do it to other people. But like, this is when Hutch should start screaming. Like,
wait, you admit that, Pisco, what he just said was correct. She shouldn't have actually been there. So what you said earlier about her going there to learn, that was really fucking stupid, right? You admit that was completely incorrect, right? That was totally wrong, right?
He should do that here. But now Pisco's going to get the opportunity to worm his way around into a better, more amenable answer.
Let's say that she flubbed up the whole thing and that this clip that you've shown is representative of her broader position there. And I'll ask the question, actually. Is this representative of her overall performance throughout the whole thing?
What?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I've seen 3 clips.
Well, and then I'll ask Hutch. Is this representative of her overall thing?
Same.
Okay. So given that, I'm not sure.
I haven't seen one good clip. I'll say that.
Maybe there's a reason for that. But I'll grant you that it was a bad showing. That the whole thing was a bad showing. Is that the most important aspect of who I want to be the leader of the Democratic Party? The answer to that question is fucking no. What? How many times, by the way, have we seen politicians flub up answers, not be domain experts in given areas? I would vote for someone like AOC or someone who's more domestic focused for those strengths, and I would hope that they would shore up their other bona fides through the course of experience.
Well,
and that, by the way, was something that was done with Obama. Obama was noted.
Who the fuck is Pisco even talking to? This is like a personal stream rant. I don't even know what. Nothing he's saying has anything to do with anybody's talking about this entire fucking show right now. What?
To be inexperienced, and sometimes that actually did show. And you know how he shored up his inexperience in foreign policy? He picked Joe Biden. Joe Biden, who does have.
Nobody's talking about that though. Like, if Obama was off giving speeches on, you know, international politics or geopolitical security strategies across the world, they'd be critical of him, rightfully so.
I think we're still
domain expertise in foreign policy, who was on those committees, and contrary to Hutch's view that every congressperson is wheelhouses everything, actually did have some specific expertise there.
What I'm saying is, let me clarify. I'm not saying this is disqualifying. Like, I didn't watch this and think, I could never support her,
said that?
You know, in a primary or a general. Like, that's obviously not what I'm saying. What it did make me do was pause a little bit and question why she didn't do more to prepare for a question that she was very likely to be asked. I mean, this particular issue,
fair.
You know, would America commit to boots on the ground, you know, in a military confrontation with the second largest superpower in the world if they were to invade Taiwan? I mean, everybody that serves in Congress knows that this is, you know, a relevant issue that is always salient to one degree or another. And I did feel a little disappointed and slightly embarrassed for her that she didn't seem to prepare for that question.
She had a brain fart.
Pisco, I do want to add one thing. I do think she's smart enough and knows a lot more than this clip led on, to be clear.
Yes,
I think she was being conscious of anything. And this was indicative of her saying, wow, I really don't want to be clipped, saying I'll commit to boots on the ground in Taiwan without fully knowing whether or not that's our policy position. And she didn't know a good way to articulate that. Because,
obviously.
Because you know what the other Fox News clip would have been in the other situation is AOC commits to going to World War III with China at the Munich Security Conference, right? So
it really is a double standard. I have to talk about it. Like, yeah, no doubt, bad showing in terms of this clip. I haven't seen the rest of it or whatever. But the double standard is palpable. I mean, Joe Biden says we finally beat Medicare, and like it's half the time sounding nonsensical.
And every single person cringed like a motherfucker. What is Pisco who is he fighting against? What demons is he trying to excise on this platform? Where were all of the Biden defenders when he fucked that debate up? What the fuck?
Standard is palpable. I mean, Joe Biden says we finally beat Medicare, and like it's half the time sounding nonsensical in response to the shit. And we are willing to put that like, oh, it doesn't matter. He has gurus. Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever the fuck. And he has brain farts where he's literally catatonic staring at shit. To say nothing of Kamala Harris, who I again think is honorable and noble. And like, yeah, you want to know how much fucking word salad answers rambling shit, which I wouldn't do anything differently than Biden. Whatever. We did everything perfectly. Yeah, these are fucking brain farts. But you raise the importance of it so much when it's a lefty Hutch because you have a vendetta against.
What the fuck? Everybody thought that was an embarrassing answer for AOC. You don't have to be a lefty hater to think that. She's at the Munich Security Conference, speaking as a representative of the United States of America.
And a question is brought up about Taiwan. Like, you probably should be ready to answer that question. Again, to reiterate for the millionth time, I don't think that she's, like, disqualified or something or needs to fucking resign or we should all hate her or whatever. I know that she... I know she knows more about the situation than that answer seemed to imply, but Jesus.
Perfectly. Yeah, these are fucking brain farts, but you raise the importance of it so much when it's a lefty hutch because you have a vendetta against lefties. You have a vendetta against Sondheim.
I think it's important to note that when people say that about Joe Biden and people say that about Kamala Harris, you can offset it with accomplishments. We don't have that with AOC. AOC hasn't gotten a single bill out of committee or have a single bill to her name that has become law. And she's been in Congress for how long? So if we can say, yeah, you know what, maybe foreign policy isn't her wheelhouse, but what about her job? Why can't she get a bill out of committee?
Oof. Okay, chill. Calm down there, buddy.
Yeah, no, that's fine. She hasn't had executive experience. She also hasn't been there as long as Joe Biden did when he got into executive power with the vice presidency and then the presidency. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is how much you're going to read into a brain fart or a misspeak. And it's fucking embarrassing.
Who was reading into it? Again, who is Pisco shadowboxing right now? Did I miss? Maybe they made stronger statements earlier in the show and I just didn't hear them?
It's not about reading so much into it. It's just that, okay, like we could chalk it up and say, you know what? Maybe she wasn't prepared at that moment, or maybe she just had a little brain fart, or maybe she just didn't want to be overly committed to a particular position. We get that. But then my follow-up is like, okay, but what do we have that to balance with? What accomplishments does she have where we can say, okay, you know what? This was just a fluke because she has these other things to lean on. We don't have those other things to lean on.
Well, she's a base Democratic member. She's a base Democratic member. And I don't know what we're considering for at the moment. Are we considering her for leadership of the country? You're speaking specifically in the event that she runs for president?
Her job. The job that she currently holds.
As a Congress member. But yeah, right. Do you want to understand how fucking stupid 95% of Congress sounds at any given moment? It is embarrassing to watch them in any fucking committee about anything tech related, anything economic related. They're old, reading from fucking papers, and they sound like they're idiots. And half of them are fucking idiots, low IQ morons, in my opinion. And we're going to...
I don't even know what is happening.
Sit here and say she's not qualified to be a member of Congress? It's
no,
a joke.
Who said
I didn't say she wasn't qualified. I didn't say she was...
Who said... Wait, who the fuck is saying that? What?
Qualified.
Are you questioning her ability to be in the Congress and to be a base member in Congress? That's what I asked you. Are you considering her for national leadership or for the job she currently holds?
No. If she runs for president, she wins the nomination, I would gladly support her. What my issue is,
as would Hutch,
is that,
I
okay,
think, right?
She is not prepared to run for the presidency because she's going to be raked through the coals. Because when you have a Joe Biden gap, when you have a Kamala Harris gap, they have a series of accomplishments. Even if Barack Obama had made a gap, he had accomplishments in the Senate and in the House before that. AOC doesn't have that. She's not anchored to something. My recommendation for her is to get into a foreign affairs committee, figure out what the issue is, come up with a bipartisan bill, come up with a bill that can build bipartisan support, and then move on to the Senate or run against Chuck Schumer before getting to the presidency.
So in virtue of this answer, when you're expecting, really, she is needing to give a nothing statement. Like, what she has to give is something like, I wouldn't like prejudge any sort of situation. It would be a very strong response.
Yes,
that's all I can say.
Sure, yeah.
It would be a very strong response. Yeah. That's what she should have said. And if she had said that nothing statement, none of you guys would be saying this shit.
Correct.
But because she has a little bit of a moment, now you're turning into...
Oh, no. Yes. Don't get me wrong. If you go through my Twitter, you'll see that my hope for her is that she runs and beats Chuck Schumer, because I want Chuck Schumer out of there. That's what I want. And then to run for the presidency.
And to be clear, I didn't bring this up. I'm like, AOC's fumbling and she sucks. I still like AOC. I was like, oh, this looks bad. That's the...
Yeah, I like AOC too. I like her.
No, but there's a broader significance to what Hutch, you think that this is a broader significant moment that like it shows some like...
When I said that...
No. That's exactly what you were suggesting.
And Hutch can't even clarify his position? He's going to like fucking crucify him on how he interpreted what Hutch said? Jesus.
When I said that this is not disqualifying in the sense that I would never consider voting for her in the primary, I'm being honest. I don't know why you're having this reaction. I said it was a bad moment.
You are suggesting that this is like calling into question her bona fides. I mean,
what?
Really, to me, this is a nothing moment. Who the fuck cares?
Okay.
You flubbed on some nothing answer to a question that no one expects to be a straightforward answer. I'm going to be honest. You go to these conferences just to like talk at each other.
I think this particular issue, or the question about how far America would go to protect Taiwan, this has been a very important issue in terms of geopolitics for decades. And so the idea that, you know, she wasn't prepared for that did make me pause for a minute and go, wow, that's not the best moment that she had. But again, I never said that it was disqualifying. I don't think she should be like kicked out of Congress. I would vote for her if she was the nominee.
Yes,
I wouldn't discount the idea of voting for her to be the nominee.
I think it's no big deal, right? I mean, it's no big deal.
I agree.
I did not.
I like how Pisco like tries to own that position. Oh, so then you agree with me? No, you just somehow discovered Hutch's position after screaming at him for 15 minutes. Jesus.
So is it a big deal or not, Hutch?
It's concerning, is what I would say.
In what respect is it concerning, Hutch?
I've explained it to you.
I don't understand. So it's concerning because why? Why is it concerning, Hutch? Why is it concerning? Why is it a big deal?
I just explained it to you. Do you want me to repeat
it? It's a big deal because people know about the issue and she flubbed
an answer. It's a big deal.
This is another thing, right? Did we call this the clown mirror? Where every single time you're trying to explain your adversary's position, you just can't do it with any amount of good faith whatsoever. Oh, so your issue is that, what? She flubbed a single answer. Oh, your issue is that she's not an expert on this. Oh, your issue is like, no, that's not what he said. He never said anything even remotely close to that. I don't know why your summary of his position. Also, keep in mind, this is supposed to be like a friendly environment. You're not even in like a crazy debate bro environment. This is supposed to be a friendly environment. What the fuck is happening? Chill.
Because this particular issue with respect to Taiwan is a big deal. It's a big deal. Pisco, it's not
so
a small
anything
deal.
Anything you say about an issue that is a big deal, that itself is a big deal.
Wait, what the fuck, dude? Holy shit.
oh, so if it's a big issue, then every single thing you say at all points in time should be the best thing ever and should always be 100% correct, and you should know every single thing about every single thing about every single thing about this issue, if you're not in a committee about it.
Did you fuck up something related to it?
I'm really sorry.
No, this is performative. Just actually have the conversation. It's not a big deal. You're saying it's a big...
I'm sorry to feel like it's a lot of bullying and abuse, but don't worry. Pisco's going to bring it all back at the end when he says, don't worry, I love you, Hutch. Okay, I love you, Hutch. Don't worry, I love you, Hutch. I love you, Hutch.
It is your position, Hutch, that it's a big deal, right? You're saying it's concerning.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
I just want the actual ironic position. In terms of severity of big deal, where would you rank this?
Oh my god.
Four. Unironic. A four
out of ten. Out of ten.
Four out of ten big deal. Does she flood the line? That's fucking stupid.
What, like, what could he have said there? What could he have said? What is our ranking system? One out of ten, where ten is what? You accidentally push the nuclear button and zero is a... Boy, that's fucked up, bro. Like,
she's 36 years old. This is her first venture out on the international stage. I think she actually did a good job in some of her other appearances. She sat down with Gretchen Whitmer and Matthew Whitaker, and I think she held her own just talking about income inequality. But I don't think she's running for president. I think people are like trying to push her into this role. I think she's running for Senate, like Jose said. That's in 2 years against Chuck Schumer. I think he might even bow out, say, I'm done, and I'm going to hand it over and let Dan Goldman and her and whoever else fight for it. And then let her get a couple years in the Senate, and then when she's 45, she can.
Based.
So I think we're just debating something that's not really.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's no big deal. I agree. 100%. We all agree.
We have time for one last